There's some evidence this place in Vermont was in the crosshairs of the German military during World War II if their planes were to begin bombing the U.S. So what was so important in this small town? The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When the town of Springfield, Vermont began in the 1760s, it was noted to be a great place for agriculture along the Connecticut River. That river also supplied water power for mills, and in the 1800s, the city was known for innovation and business, producing several important feats of the era.
Springfield became a center of innovation. Many tools were here, the steam shovel, the left and right shoe, the modern clothespin, which we have a monument here in town. Just a lot of really interesting technology of the time was developed here.
And for that time, those ideas, among many others, were big ideas that quickly spread across the nation from their birth in Springfield. Local business owner and chamber president Mike Schmidt says the tool and die industry became an important part of the city's manufacturing, especially during the war years.
Because of the precise tool and die that was going on here, it became very strategic for the weaponry that was being developed. We worked very closely with the U.S. Armory, and it's an urban legend. Nazi Germany had its eye on Springfield as one of its targets.
Over the decades, those industries changed, and by the 1980s, the town suffered a downturn and loss of population. However, it's rebounded and now has a vibrant downtown with new businesses.
We're in our renaissance. A lot of those buildings are being renovated. We have an interesting organization here called Black River Innovation Campus, and they provide an actuator for startup technology companies.
And a historic covered bridge is nearby. Both attractions to the city's past, but also a door to the future industries. This city of innovation continues to develop. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.